Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, June 15th.
Oh, we're halfway through June. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast this month is going.
Really?
It's also crazy to find out that the later you eat dinner, the more likely you are to gain weight and up your risk for diabetes.
Yeah, this is kind of good because it's research from Johns Hopkins, which is an incredible university, and they're finding, I've kind of known this for years, but they're doing more research on it. Don't eat 3 hours before you go to bed.
Yeah, that's basically what they say, is that when you get closer and closer to your bedtime, what happens is that you're actually increasing your risk for developing type 2 diabetes,
right?
And also adding a few pounds to your body, mainly because your body needs a little time to digest the food before you zip off to sleep.
And if your metabolism drops, your body goes, well, we don't need the energy right now. What should I do with this food? Well, I'll convert it to fat and store it for later.
Yeah,
and that's what we're all trying to avoid here.
That's a great idea. So the gist of it is, if you can eat earlier, at least 3 hours before you go to sleep, the better for you.
Yeah.
This is an interesting study that comes out of Europe because, you know, they've been dealing with a lot of drought and heat waves of late.
Right.
And what they have correlated is with the beautiful spring blossoms that we have that actually could be contributing to drought in summertime.
Isn't that interesting? The April showers bring the May flowers, but the May flowers could be sucking up the moisture to make a drought in summertime if there's a lot of flowers.
Yeah, that's exactly what they found out. They found that back in 2018, they had a tremendous amount of flower blooms that year.
Right.
That also was a year that they had one of the more drastic droughts across the entire continent. So they are thinking that perhaps, a climate change of having an earlier spring and a warmer spring, meaning that they're going to have more blooms and blossoms. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's sucking all the moisture out of the ground and causing problems later out the year.
You know, the climate change is really changing things. And who could predict this one right here? We're just observing the effects of as the planet starts to warm up a little bit. And it's taking its toll on certain things, that's for sure.
Sure it is. Also taking a toll on us is coronavirus. Who would have ever thought at the beginning of this year we'd ever heard of things like social distancing or wearing a face mask or staying at home and working?
Right.
Come to find out, that's the new normal. And although Florida and much of the country is reopening, there's been a kind of a surge in coronavirus cases. In fact, yesterday, which was Sunday, the 14th, they had over 2,000 cases.
Right.
That's the second day in a row with over 2,000 cases, which is
a record.
That's concerning. And what's even prompting many businesses that just opened up to close down again for cleaning and sanitation.
Right.
So it's kind of showing that we're kind of letting our guard down, and that's what we need to be careful of.
People are kind of misinterpreting this. It's not over.
No.
Still have to wear the mask, still have to practice social distancing and wash your hands. And we're finding out they had to close some bars in Jacksonville and some other cities because patrons are tested positive for COVID-19 and everybody has to be isolated.
Yeah, and that's a problem. So the survey found that the majority of Americans, 76%, said that they're somewhat concerned or very concerned with the COVID-19 continuing to spread in our local communities. They also pointed out that the majority of people also pointing out that they're going to make some permanent changes to their daily lives, with only about 16% believing that we're going to go back to life the way that it was before the virus.
Absolutely not. There's things that have really changed. Like the handshake is going away, the hug.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real careful. Unless you're related to them, you're probably not going to want to hug people. But you know, people are changing their habits right now, and hopefully it's for the better.
Yeah, they did say that of the two biggest changes people are embracing, one of them is avoiding public places or large groups of people,
right,
and avoiding a handshake.
Yeah.
I mentioned this on the air Friday. I had a gentleman come by to you know, a tree surgeon coming by, and yeah, I just out of the blue stuck my hand out to shake, and he's the one that jumped back.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that.
And we've been telling people on the radio,
yeah,
not to do this, and bingo, look what I
look
did.
Look at me like an
well,
idiot.
It's such a habit, you know?
Right.
It's such an ingrained habit.
It is a habit, and you know, you kind of think that this, which we just wanted to pass us by, but it just kind of reminds us that even though we're trying to get back to what the normal life is, just like I told mm-hmm. people back in 2008 when the housing bubble busted. And I remember them talking about, well, I can't wait to get back to make the money I used to make. Mm-hmm. And I said, you will never make that yeah. amount of money
it's
ever
over.
In your life.
That's right.
It's done. It's that's just a chapter in life that is completed.
Yep. Yep.
And that's kind of the new normal that we're in right now.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how would you never have to watch a YouTube ad again? Well, Chris Malone, for $5, will teach you a trick that you can take and you'll never have to watch a YouTube ad again. Here's Chris with details.
That's true. It's like those ads, like, how do you get rich? Send me a dollar, I'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah.
But this is actually a good hack if you want to prevent those ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the URL or the address that you put in. All right? So usually you put in www.youtube.com and then slash whatever it is you want to view.
Yeah.
Well, before you hit enter, if you go ahead and put www.youtube.com/whatever, so it's the
wow.
period after com.
That's the hack. You add one extra period after com and before the slash,
mm-hmm.
and the ads won't pop up.
Apparently, no. It's a glitch from what the people have been telling me. It's a mm-hmm. glitch that the owner of YouTube, which is Google, will probably find out very soon. But until that happens, enjoy.
That's what I'm doing today.
Well, Google cheese storm, because apparently everything we learned about cheese is
yeah.
wrong.
Everything you know about cheese is wrong.
Yeah. Pre-shredded cheese, I love it because it's super convenient.
Yeah.
And, you know, great for like, you know, Taco Tuesday or for making pizzas on the weekend. But you may have noticed that those pizzas and the tacos don't look the same using that pre-shredded cheese.
Yeah. It doesn't melt correctly, Chris.
No, it doesn't. And that's because they add and they're quite honest. They put it on the bag that they add
cellulose.
Thank you.
Which is wood fiber, and it's supposed to be to prevent clumping. It also prevents decent melting.
Yes, that's the problem. It although it keeps the cheese, because you know you've shredded cheese before on a grater.
Yeah.
It'll clump up together, or like
sure.
you said, you go to the deli and they put little pieces of plastic or paper in between the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's no cellulose in there. So they're talking about if you're thinking about really wanting authentic, if it's not melting right on your pizza, you may want to skip the pre-shredded and go with a shredding it yourself.
You know, it's a lot less expensive, too, to buy the block of cheese as opposed to pre-shredded.
Right, exactly. And then finally, this was interesting with the wake of everything happening with the death of George Floyd. Maybe some real change is on the horizon. When we're talking about everyone being treated equally under the eyes of the law,
right.
Most Americans, overwhelmingly most Americans, regardless if you're what political party you're on board, support sweeping police reforms in the wake of the George Floyd death. This is from Reuters, which
right.
is a pretty unbiased, legitimate news source. They found 82% of people support banning chokeholds,
right.
83% banning racial profiling, 92% want federal police to have to wear body cameras. 89% want police required to wear that they will have to give their name, badge number, or reason for the stop.
If they pull you over or
detain you. 91% support allowing independent investigations of police departments that show patterns of misconduct.
Right.
And 75% back letting victims sue police departments for misconduct if
wow.
indeed that is found.
And there's a lot of misinformation, too. People are saying defund the police. No, it's reallocating resources. There's still going to be police on the roads, but they won't have to deal with like mental health issues or maybe drug addiction issues with a homeless person or maybe even domestic violence. There are counselors and there are people that are trained to deal with this. Let the police do the policing.
Yes.
And as far as mental health and counseling and things like that, we have experts for that. They just need a little bit of money too, and we can spread it around.
And that's kind of the aspect of the asking of that question. So keep this in mind when you are asked about defunding police. It is how the question is asked.
Right.
For instance, this question asked, If you ask for defunding the police, they said if you were asked about completely dismantling the police department and giving more money to programs for homeless, mental health, and domestic violence, just 39% of people believe that that's a good avenue.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that's advocating that, by the way. That's just the total weird extreme.
Right. Now, if they were asked about moving some money that goes to police to better officer training and programs for homeless, mental health, and domestic violence, 76% support it. So
I doubt if the police want to go in and raid homeless camps and take their tents away from them and stuff like that, when counseling can really help find these people, maybe some mental health counseling, maybe some drug addiction counseling, and even the Veterans Administration, a lot of them are vets, and then you can get them back on the road, retrain them. Let's do some good for people.
Before assuming anything about what it sounds like it is, it really is not talking about a lot of times dismantling police departments. Yeah. And even if they do, they would do like what Waldo did, which is where the county comes in, and you're still having law enforcement police the area. People are going to be less. It's not like the Wild West is returning.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
There's the show, huh?
For Monday, June 15th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.